What kind of film could you make in 10 hours from scratch, start to finish? Filmmakers in Traverse City tried this recently and showed the films later that night.
What's the value for the 10-hour, 3-minute film? Pretty much my entire philosophy of entertainment, which is go do something.
From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. It's just after 9 o'clock on Sunday morning in Sutton's Bay, and several filmmaking teams gather inside the Bay Theater. Now, this is a crucial moment. They can't make any old film. There are constraints. Each film has to include specific elements, and they're just learning about them now. Bill Dungeon takes his iPad, opens up an email, and begins to read.
Cinema Sports 2017 Michigan Ingredients. Number one, coin flip. Number two, romantic gesture. And number three is a selfie. So coin flip, romantic gesture, selfie. And that's it. Go.
Go!
See you at 7. Thank you very much for doing this. It's really
Teams
great.
Literally run out of the theater, instructions in hand. After leaving, Michael Mittelstaedt paces the sidewalk a block away, back and forth, back and forth. He's the co-director of his small team. And right now, he's thinking quickly about what their story might be.
What does the character want? What's in the character's way? How are they trying to achieve it? How do those stakes raise a little bit? And does she get it or doesn't she get it at the end?
About a half hour later, maybe more, Michael sits down outside a restaurant and brainstorms with Shane Bagwell, his partner for the day.
What is so overwhelming that she's willing to do all of that in order to get to the last thing that she's going to do?
Is there like a threat to her job?
Maybe.
Or job is on the
Or maybe
line?
there's something that's conflicting that she wants to go do. She's got an obligation or something that's more appealing to her than doing all of that manual labor to get to the point that she gets to the end.
Michael says the three required elements, the selfie, the coin flip, and the romantic gesture, they're pretty loose criteria, but they don't want to just shoehorn them into the plot.
So they're not just, a habit of the character, but something that could be part of the story itself to help, I don't know, make a turning point or something like that.
Michael and Shane continue writing, but remember, they still have to film and edit. Right now, they've got about 9 hours left. Cinema Sports was started by a filmmaker on the West Coast in 2004, and since then, events have been held all around the world. Bill Dungeon came across the concept a few years ago, and this year, he decided to organize an event for Northern Michigan. Today, Bill's helping his two kids make a couple films.
I always just was fascinated by the idea, like what a cool idea to do a movie in a day and then watch them that same night.
Bill is a musician, and every week he hosts an open mic night at the Hayloft Inn in Leelanau County. And he says there's an honesty to that type of quick live performance. And that's also why he was drawn to this idea of making a movie in 10 hours.
I think a lot of the time, perfection, the pursuit of perfection in art means that you lose a lot of the honesty or a lot of the sort of naked emotion of the whole thing.
Back in Sutton's Bay, it's 2:45 in the afternoon. The script is done, and Michael and Shane are filming. And now they have an actor with them. Her name is Jodie Burns.
Hi, Jodie.
The story they've come up with is this. Jodie plays the role of a gardener, and her job is to water all the plants in the city. Eventually, she finds out that that literally means all the plants, including trees. And she's trying to get it done in enough time because she wants to go on a date with her boyfriend later that night, and she's not sure if she's going to make it.
Cut. That's great. That's great. That's
okay.
Sweet.
Out of here?
Yeah, that's out of here. All right, we're going to cut to that. Let's get some water.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody's hydrated.
Yeah.
Nobody passes out.
All right. So, Michael, you've got about 4 hours left. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling on time?
Good. Good. I think we're getting some good stuff. We've probably got two more locations to go. So, yeah. I think we're comfortable.
Action!
It's 5 o'clock. They've got 2 hours to go. They've just used up 45 minutes to drive to a cherry orchard on Old Mission Peninsula. Jody has to water these hundreds of trees with her lonely watering can. And in her head, she wonders, am I going to make it to my date? She pulls out a coin. She's going to flip it. If the coin lands on one side, she's going to leave her job and head to her date. If it lands on the other, she's going to skip the date. It lands on the other.
Cut. Great.
How look? Really good. Good? Yeah. Okay.
That might be it.
Great.
Woo!
Should I say it?
That's a wrap.
Say
that's
it.
A wrap.
All right. So it's 5:30.
Yep.
You got an hour and a half.
Yes. We're going to use every second of that hour and a half. That'll be good. We'll be doing it.
So you show it right away.
Yeah. It's. Oh, I mean, yeah. It's like, it hatches, and then you have it fly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm still wet. Nope. Dry it off. Get those wings going.
While Michael drives back to Sutton's Bay, Shane pulls out his computer and edits the film in the car. Michael Mittelstadt is the director of motion picture arts at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Shane Bagwell just graduated from Interlochen a week earlier. Michael says cinema sports is an opportunity to be nimble and to hone their craft. But he also says it's more than that.
You know, in a not-so-stiff way, this is an opportunity to play. And I think sometimes the work that the students do, any of us as artists, we stop playing. And I think when we stop playing, things get so stifled. And I think that's what the key opportunity in a lot of this is just access and play.
Hello, everybody!
Yay!
It's an enthusiastic crowd at the Bay Theater for cinema sports. Thank you.
It's now past 8 o'clock, and Bill Dungeon welcomes the teams back to the Bay Theater. The films have been turned in. There's 6 of them. One of them is kind of like a mockumentary film done in the style of a Jacques Cousteau film.
We were crossed to find one thing alone. Find the inland salmon.
Another is more like a trailer for a science fiction thriller.
We used to be explorers. We were curious. Some people thought we should leave, but I guess all of our options aren't options anymore.
And then there's Michael and Shane's film. There's almost a modern silent film feel to it. There's no dialogue, just text messages here and there. And then, just like that, a long day of filmmaking is done. Bill Dungeon says he'd like to make cinema sports a tradition in northern Michigan. And both Michael Mittelstadt and Shane Bagwell say they'd do it again. You can see all 6 of the Cinema Sports films. They'll get an encore showing this afternoon at 4:30 at the Bay Theater in Sutton's Bay. Also, the Garden Theater in Frankfurt is hosting a 48-hour film contest next week. For more information, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you.